Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B. It's 1 o'clock, so you know what it's time for. Birthdays. Hello to my Facebook friends who are celebrating today. Russell Youngblood, happy birthday. Alton Woodruff, Rick Cobb, happy birthday. Dennis Maddox is 58 today. Philip Tuggle is 60. Courtney Dillard is 53 today. Gwen Stovall is celebrating a birthday, along with Cheryl Moses. Sean Tate Brown is 45 today. Kristen Grace, happy birthday. Donna Walton, happy birthday. And to my buddies, Sally McDaniel, happy birthday. And then Channel 2's Nelson Hicks, one of the best photographers around and just a good writer, too. Happy birthday to you. You share your birthday with these famous singers. Pop star American Idol's first winner, Kelly Clarkson, is 34 today. Oh, Barbara Streisand, 74 years old today. Actor Shirley MacLaine is 82. Actor Derek Luke is 42. Baseball greats Carlos Beltran, all-star outfielder, is 39. And the Braves' Chipper Jones, he's 44. And which comedian was I talking about earlier celebrating a birthday today who's in that very entertaining movie, A Barbershop 2? Cedric the Entertainer is 52 today. Happy birthday from Kiss 104.
Day, but you will hear me say that I will never. difference to you. Don't waste your time. Here's why. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Hey, go. Bring me down.
Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. This is Monica Pearson. I'm here with my guest today, Winifred Hemphill, who's president of the Southview Preservation. No?
Southview Cemetery Association.
Southview Cemetery Association. And then Alexis Scott, who is chairman of the board of the
Historic Southview Preservation Foundation.
Okay, see, I'm giving
the
Winifred the nonprofit. I'm making Winifred part of the nonprofit. She's not.
No, she's over there making money.
She's over there making money. So for me, I have lived here 42 years, and I am embarrassed to say that I'd never heard of Southview Cemetery until this interview came up, and I went online to get a look at it. So Winifred, how did it come about?
We've been here 130 years this month. And it started by six African-American businessmen who wanted a more dignified burial place for their loved ones. There were local cemeteries that were burying African-Americans in the swamp and making them come through the rear entrance. So they got together and went to one of these local cemeteries and asked, "We're not enslaved anymore. Can we come through the front entrance? Do we have to be buried in the swamps?" And the answer was that they wouldn't change their policy. So Southview was started by these six men who got money through a stockholder corporation and started it with very little education in 1886.
Now, that cemetery was Oakland, which is the historic cemetery. You know, when everybody thinks of cemeteries in Atlanta, that's the one they think of. But here you have this one that has so much historical significance.
Right. We came after Oakland. Oakland was filling up in the 1880s. And so the African-Americans developed Southview based kind of on Oakland standards.
And can I just butt
Please.
In and add that Oakland was separated by race and religion. There was a white section, a black section, and a Jewish section in Oakland.
So is that why we have, I guess I'd say, we saw the development not only of the cemetery, which I know Southview is open to anyone who wants to be buried there, but don't we have, I think it's Greenwood?
Greenwood came from the Jewish section, and Westview came from the white section.
You would think that in death it wouldn't matter.
You would think.
Oh, boy. So why is this cemetery so important, and which specific areas are we talking about preserving? Because in looking at the website, there are like 80,000 people buried there.
Right. The historic area is the original 25 acres that were purchased back in 1886. And it is non-perpetual care, which means in 1886, they didn't have the concept of a company taking care of the grounds. The families would come out and mow the area and plant the area and almost have a picnic in the cemetery at that time with their neighbors on certain days during the year. That doesn't happen anymore. And that area of the cemetery is more difficult and more expensive to care for. So the Historic Preservation Foundation has started.
Yeah, the Preservation Foundation was started about 12 years ago to help support those original acreage. And their fallen walls, their monuments that have either been damaged.
And they're from the Victorian era, so
yes,
they're very special.
From the 19th century, and mostly. And walls and trees and things that you just wouldn't think about that are very expensive to repair and upkeep. So the Preservation Foundation is a nonprofit that raises funds to help do this work. And it also has as its mission to educate and preserve the art, culture, and history.
Now let's talk about that. People are saying, why should I care about a cemetery?
Well, usually you should care. Well, Winnie will tell you why you should care for a profit, but for a nonprofit standpoint, particularly for African-American history standpoint, there are so many important and significant people who made Atlanta what it is today, who are buried there in Southview Cemetery.
There are 22 people buried at Southview who had schools named for them in the Atlanta public school
really?
System. Bishop Henry McNeil Turner, David T. Howard, Charles L. Harper, Samuel Archer, Luther Judson Price, just to name a few. And we have tours that talk about the history of those people at the cemetery. Bishop Turner was the first African-American chaplain to be named during the Civil War. He was elected to state legislature in Georgia and was refused admission. And he has some very strong speeches that if you read them, you wouldn't believe that someone of that era made those statements.
So there's a lot to be learned in that area, too.
Absolutely. And I think a few years ago, there a cell phone tour was
which
created.
Is what I saw, which is great.
You want, and it gives a biography of several of these historic figures. You want to say something about that, Winnie?
Sure. The cell phone tour was developed along with Oakland and with Kennesaw State. And it goes through the cemetery. You can follow it with your cell phone. You can be there and walk through the cemetery. You can use your cell phone at home. But it has about 13 stops on it with significant African-Americans that are buried there.
Because I was looking at the news release I got, and it said that you can view the family plots of Atlanta Life Insurance founder Alonzo Herndon, whose home is a National Historic Landmark. We talked about Bishop Turner. Georgia's first licensed African-American pharmacist, Moses Amos. This is really like a Black history tour.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And can I talk about our upcoming event?
No, I want to talk some more about the cemetery
The only segue I was going to use is that the awards that we're presenting are named for some of these historic figures.
Okay, so we're going to tell them about the dinner, okay, but I want to talk some more about the people who are there, because I think a lot of times the history of the city gets lost.
Yes.
And most of our kids and many adults don't know the history. And here you've got these people buried there. This is a great opportunity for parents and children to not only get to know the history of Atlanta, but also to help keep the cemetery in that area picture perfect.
Right. We want to beautify it and make it as beautiful as Oakland is. And with money and people who are interested in it, we can do that. There's an old African proverb that says, until lions have their historians, tales of their hunt will always glorify the hunters. So we have to have our historians, and we have to learn our history. And this is one great way of doing it.
Now, we have the cell phone tour, but you also do other tours.
Right. We do a tour every year along with Phoenix Flies, which was the Atlanta Preservation Center's list of tours now. We started with them about 7 years ago when there may have been 30 tours, and now they have a book of over 100. But it's a free tour. We also do a tour every fall, and we will do one by commission. If you call us, we'll arrange a tour specific for your organization.
So what are we going to see? Well, I went to the website and saw it, and I did the tour. But tell people what they're going to see, Alexis.
Well, the architecture is one thing. It's the Victorian style, and the headstones are extraordinary. They're beautiful, and then the names that pop out at you will just blow your mind. I mean, Daddy and Mama King, Martin Luther King Jr.'s parents are there, Dr. Asa Yancey and his wife Marge. Dr. Asa Yancey was the first black medical director at Grady Hospital. His wife, Marge, was the first black member of the Board of Regents and also a member of the Atlanta School Board. Southview was also the original burial place for Martin Luther King Jr., as well as Dr. Benjamin Mays. Both of their bodies have been moved to their respective locations, Dr. King at the King Center and Dr. Mays on the campus at Morehouse. So there are so many like famous names as well as unsung heroes that you'll see there.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to actually talk about the big deal, and that's the dinner and the people who are going to be honored and why you really want to go to this, because it sounds like a wonderful affair and it benefits a great cause. So stick around, because I want you to learn more about the history of Atlanta. And more importantly, I want you to learn about the history of Southview. Do you still have burial plots available?
Yes, we're an active cemetery. We do about 400 burials a year.
80 acres, right?
Over 100 acres.
Over 100 acres.
Right. 80,000
people. 80,000
people. Resting there now.
You know what I think, as my mother says all the time, you know, none of us came to stay, but it seems like it's getting harder and harder to find a place to put you.
Right. And then, what's that joke? How many people are buried in the cemetery? All of them?
All of them.
Sorry.
Alexis, I like that. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you something to smile about, too. And that is, if you would like to go see Lauryn Hill on May the 6th out at Chastain Amphitheater, if you're the 14th caller at 404-741-0104, we're going to give you tickets to go see Lauryn Hill. You're listening to Kiss 104. Now call me so you can win those tickets.
Hey, Atlanta, it's spring, so get out.
Yo, what's up? This is Robin Brooks, and you are listening to
Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. We hit you with 50 minutes every hour.
Now, if you got nasty feet, then don't be asking me to rub your feet.
I'll shine on all.
Kiss 104.
Hey, how's it going?
You're caller number 14.
Oh, that's perfect.
Why is it perfect?
Because I got the Lauryn Hill ticket.
And who's this?
This is Vincent.
Well, who's giving you those tickets to see Lauryn Hill?
Kiss 104.1.
You know the station that's banging out your favorite throwbacks.
Kiss 104.
Kiss 104, baby.
I'm feeling like a throwback.
Let me see you move.
You're feeling good on this Sunday. This is Monica Pearson, and we are talking about the historic Southview Cemetery with Winnie Hemphill and Alexis Scott. Okay, Winnie, now tell me some more about this, the cemetery, which is 130 years old, and that it has a very special designation.
Right. On Saturday that morning, April 30th, we're going to be honored by receiving a Georgia Historic Cemetery, a Georgia Historic Site marker that morning. It's by the Georgia Historical Society, and the Historic Foundation has been working on that for the last 5 years, so we're very proud to receive that marker that morning.
Now, that's on the morning of April 30th, but remember, we're talking about preserving that special section of Southview, which is the original 25 acres that was bought by former slaves who had become businessmen because Oakland was overcrowded and they were pretty much saying, we don't want you here anyway. We're going to bury your people in the swamps. And the men said, nope, we're going to have our own cemetery. That area is not covered by perpetual care because it didn't exist back then. So we're trying to preserve that section of the cemetery and the history that's there. So, Alexis, you're having a dinner.
Yes, thank you for this opportunity to promote it. The dinner is for the nonprofit Historic Southview Preservation Foundation, and all of the funds and proceeds will be used to continue to educate and preserve and repair and restore that part, the original part of the cemetery. And we're having the event will be at the Marriott Marquis downtown on Saturday evening, April 30th, following that historic marker dedication. And we're going to award several awards that are named for some of the historic people who are now residents of Southview.
I love that. Let's talk about some of the people. One of them, you know, we all know so well, and he is an international figure, and that is of course, Ambassador Andrew Young.
Yes, and Andrew Young is also serving as our honorary co-chair because he is so wonderful that he supports all good causes. And so he is being recognized for his lifetime of work, and he will be receiving the Martin Luther King Senior Civil Rights Award.
Daddy King's
Daddy King.
Award.
Exactly.
You remember when he was still alive, what did he always say? Make it plain.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And Bernice King, who is the granddaughter, is going to make that presentation. So it's going to be very special.
Oh, very that's special. Going to be very moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember Jewel Woodward Simon. She's a member of First Congregational Church and a fabulous artist.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. In fact, her artwork is the inspiration for the invitation to the event. One of her pieces called, is it Forever?
Right.
Is used. And of course, our theme is 130 years, spirits live forever. And her award, the award named in her honor, is going to Radcliffe Bailey, who is a young, internationally known artist here in Atlanta. And his work is extraordinary, as was Jewel's.
And then the Alonzo F. Herndon Business Award goes to
Gene Kansas, who is a young businessman in town, commercial real estate developer, who has been working on restoring buildings that have character and culture and reflect the history of those communities. And one of the buildings that he did was the Atlanta Daily World Building.
And you have a little connection to that.
I have a little connection to that. And
and we should tell people, Alexis' family founded the Atlanta Daily World.
That's right.
And if for the longest time, what's the long title? The
oldest continuously published black daily in the country. And now it's daily online, and it publishes once a week, and it's part of the Real Times Media family of publications, which also owns the Chicago Defender, Pittsburgh Courier, Michigan Chronicle, and Memphis Tri-State Defender.
And I should remind folks that you can also see Alexis on the Georgia Gang. She is quite the political analyst, but also a politician when she's working with those guys.
How about that? I have to mind my manners. I remember what Dr. Benjamin Mays, who was once buried in Southview, was once the head of the Atlanta School Board. He used to tell people who acted up and acted ugly at the school board meetings, he said, remember, you're on television. People can see you. So I have to behave.
So now the Charles L. Harper Education Award.
Yes, that award is being presented posthumously to Dr. Pearlie C. Dove. And for years, she was the head of the education department at Clark College, then Clark Atlanta University. And her life touched so many thousands, just as Dr. Harper. Dr. Charles L. Harper was the first principal of the first public high school for African Americans in the state of Georgia. And he served for years as the principal of Booker T. Washington High School, and was also an early president of the Atlanta branch, NAACP.
And then we all know this history maker. Dr. Valerie Montgomery Rice is receiving the Homer E. Nash Medicine Award. She's the first woman president of a major medical school.
Exactly. And Dr. Homer E. Nash was one of the first black physicians in the state of Georgia, and served in World War I in Paris and France, and then returned and opened up his practice on Auburn Avenue, and was a long time deacon at First Congregational Church.
A lot of connections here with First Congregational. And then, of course, we all know the fabulous Dr. Christine King Ferris, the only surviving sibling of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Right. And that generation, too. Winnie might want to talk more about it. She is receiving the Albert Watts Spirit Award.
Now, that's the Spirit only name I did not know. Who was Albert Watts?
Albert Watts was managed the cemetery for many, many years. He was a Clark Atlanta University graduate, and the alumni house at Clark is named in his honor. But he was the spirit of the cemetery. Everyone who saw him knew that he'd been working there since he dug graves by hand in high school and played football at Clark and had his training because of digging the graves. But he was there all through the Civil Rights Movement, and he died in 2001. And he was my uncle and the spirit of our family.
And the namesake of one of the founders.
Right. The founder was named Albert Watts, who was also born in slavery. So our family has a close connection to Southview because someone from the Watts family has managed it for all of the 130 years. But he was a special man because he always welcomed the family in, and he propelled the family business, which was the cemetery, which is related to what Christine Ferris does.
Right. She's been the glue for the King family, mm-hmm. and supporting Coretta in the establishment of the King Center, just being there for presence and for her baby brothers. So we felt like that the connection between those two was so strong that we wanted to honor her in that way.
You're also honoring the President of the United States, and we don't know whether or not he's going to be able to come,
Well, we won't say that because people might think we're trying to say that so they'll buy tickets and come. But he is not going to be there. But we're hopeful that, we know that there will be a representative there to receive it. But he is receiving the John Wesley Dobbs Award, which is a special award as well. John Wesley Dobbs, buried in Southview,
was a great orator.
Great orator and was known as the mayor of Auburn.
Oh, yes. And isn't he the one who coined the name Sweet Auburn?
Yes. And he also was very strong on voting and voter registration. And his grandson was Maynard Jackson, who was the first black mayor of Atlanta. And Maynard Jackson III will be presenting that award.
Oh, how nice.
It's very nice to have that family tradition and connection.
Well, I guess the question goes back, Winnie, finding out that you have this family connection. We've never named who were the six former slaves, businessmen. Do we know who all of them are?
We do. John McKinley, John Rinder, Albert Watts, John Graham. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the other two.
Okay. I caught you. It just hit me that I didn't know who they were. And I think I saw it on the website. But, you know, I'm having a senior moment. So I couldn't remember
Definitely.
It all.
I did not commit them to memory either.
But, again, it's 130 years. Spirits live forever. It's Saturday, April the 30th. The reception begins at 6. The awards dinner is at 7. It's at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis. Now, if you want more information, here is the phone number. 404-347-1054. 404-347-1054. And if you didn't get it because you're driving your car, don't worry. After the show, I will make sure the phone number and the pictures of the two ladies who are here today will be on the KISS Facebook page. We really want you to come to this event because, again, this is a piece of our history that we want to preserve. It is a learning situation. And for me, cemeteries are not about death. They're about life. The lives that were lived, the contributions that were made, and because we have so many people who made their mark on Atlanta history, we want that to be there, not only for us, but for our children, our great-grandchildren in perpetuity, as the folks would say. You two have just been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And now I'm actually going to go to Southview. As I said, I took the tour on my phone and on the internet, but that's not enough. I need to go over there and see it for myself.
Well, we would invite everybody to join you if you can come on Saturday morning at 10:30 when we dedicate the historic marker.
That's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much. You're listening to KISS 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. And coming up next, I am doing something that shows I am unbiased. I'm having some women on from Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and I'm an AKA. But you know, we are all sisters working on good causes. So stick around. I'll tell you what they're up to and why you could be involved here on KISS 104, Atlanta's best R&B.
It's Peggy, and I live in Lafayette, Georgia.
No matter where you roam.
Hey, what's up? This is Prince out of Riverdale.
We got your music covered. 50 minutes of Atlanta's best R&B and throwback.
Keeping it 100.
Well, keeping it 104.
You're at the right place on the dial, 104.
Yo, C. Yeah, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust.
Yeah, with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for you.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Wilson. I was wondering if I could take you out, invite you to here is my number, baby, that can call me, and don't forget,
no,
my name is Charlie.
Now I ain't got nobody to ride in my new coupe with, ain't even got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house till someone makes it a home. Love, don't count me out, 'cause I'm so all alone.
But to hell with that this time.